Defending their country. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Ukrainians are heeding the call to try and beat back Russian aggression.
We drove by a police station and the line of civilians waiting to get inside and get weapons was around the block. People who are staying in the capital of Kyiv, especially those of military age and males, are ready to fight. There is currently a general mobilization order for the Ukrainian people. So if you are a male between 18 and 60, by law, you are required to stay here and defend the sovereignty of Ukraine.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Residents in the capital, many of whom are sheltering underground, are bracing for another unpredictable night. Britain's defense ministry says Russian forces are still about 19 miles outside Kyiv. The Ukrainian government says nearly 200 people have died, including three children. President Biden held a secure phone call with his national security team this morning after authorizing another $350 million in aid to Ukraine.
This is the third defense package authorized by the president. In the fall, $60 million in immediate military aid was given, and then another $200 in December as Putin's intent became more clear. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said of this new installment, quote, "It is another clear signal that the United States stands with the people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign, courageous, and proud nation."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The woman chosen by President Biden to be the next Supreme Court justice is expected to start making the rounds on Capitol Hill in the coming days, and Senate Republicans have questions for Ketanji Brown Jackson.
She's the favorite candidate of these left-wing dark money groups that are also advocating packing of the Supreme Court.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
The former Empire actor found guilty of fabricating a hate crime wants his conviction dismissed.
Attorneys for Jussie Smollett claim the court made a list of errors that violated his constitutional rights. So they're asking a Chicago judge to toss out his conviction for staging a hate crime or grant him a new trial. Smollett claims he was attacked by two Trump-loving homophobic men in January 2019. The jury, however, believed prosecutors, who said the Empire actor staged the attack for publicity. Smollett's set to be sentenced in 2 weeks and could get up to 15 years in prison. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Found not guilty in Florida, a former police SWAT commander who killed a man in a movie theater in 2014.
The six-person jury returning its verdict Friday night. Retired police captain Curtis Reeves had been charged with shooting and killing a fellow moviegoer during an argument over cell phone use. During closing arguments, his lawyers said Reeves reasonably believed his life was in danger. He also said Reeves' years in law enforcement and training on the use of deadly force justified the shooting.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. COVID-19 is still spreading in the U.S., but most Americans no longer have to wear a mask indoors.
The CDC has relaxed its mask guidelines for most of the country. Director Rochelle Walensky says her agency now recommends indoor face coverings in areas with high levels of severe disease and a high potential for strain on the healthcare system.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. As mask recommendations loosen, U.S. travel, aviation, and business groups are urging the White House to lift other pandemic restrictions to enable travel to fully resume. The groups say the restrictions can be reinstated if needed. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.